Well, tonight's programme is truly in the grand BBC tradition, hands across the sea and all that sort of thing. From New Zealand, we have Split Ends, the first time we've had a session from the Antipodean outfit. I got that from the record Mirror. Also from Jamaica, the excellent Prince Farai with Creation Rebel, and we'll have further adventures from Rawlinson End. We start, though, with Public Image Limited. That's Public Image Limited with Public Image, and the first number from Split Ends is called I See Red, and I've been trying to think of somewhere working Liverpool, a reference to Liverpool into this. I haven't come up with anything yet, doubtless I will before the end of the number though. So, Split Ends. Split ends, and it's Chelsea's turn to be lowered into the infallibility machine next Saturday. That's called I See Red, the first number from the band, and we've been given these little maps of the British Isles with the preferred reception wavelengths for when we change to 275 and 285, and they're divided up into bits of red and bits of blue. I see that the whole of Merseyside is red, which means 275. That'll be the, your preferred reception up there. Unhappily, I spot that I live in a blue area. It seems a little ridiculous to move on that account, but on the other hand, one has to take these things into consideration. Don't like the idea of living in a blue bit of Britain. Anyway, this is Rory Gallagher from the LP Photo Finish.
Pretty baby, we're gonna prove ourselves loud. Cruise on.
Ah, curses. I knew I'd forgotten something tonight, because when I was resolved to play a Gene Vincent song, which was also about cat clothes, when I played that, and I left it at home. Never mind, next time. That's Rory Gallagher from the LP Photo Finish, and it's called Cruise On Out. A couple of tunes now from Penetration, well, actually the A and B side of the current single, Life's a Gamble and VIP.
Thank you.
That's Penetration, both sides of the current and excellent single, Life's a Gamble in VIP. And Prince Farai is at this very moment growling his way around the country in a very leisurely fashion indeed, doing a few gigs and backed by Creation Rebel, as he is on our session for us tonight. There's also a new LP called Long Life. The best thing he's done this year, though, so far, I think, has been No More War, and here's his version of it for us.
No more demagogue rules. That Yagua is in African language. So you are the one who come in to mash up this place, eh? Son, don't take the gun to the town, cause we are no more feudal clown in town. Oh, good and no pleasant days for a Remo eye, jungle life. Heal the night, live that down night to dwell together in unity. War is over, that is red come over. I want to have that stamp, it must be a charm. Remember the Bible, no writing tells you no I am. Is a man write the Bible a lie? That means someone wrong, but not the Bible. War is over, demagogue rules war. That Yagua means peace in African language. Senor, so you are the one who come here to mark up this place, eh? Son, don't take your guns to town, cause we're no more feudal clown. Just to be smart like an honest man, that Yagua of peace. Demagogue rules is war, and now the war is over. Oh, good and no pleasant days for Remo man can go to jungle, and jungle man can go to Remo. Yard man can do the same thing, so, and every man have an equal right to live on this land. No more war. War is over. Demagogue rules mean war. That Yagua is in African language. So who have the most of them you read out? Love. Love. Some guys see an eye and check cyanide tales of war. But I told them no one and see. Just strictly peace and love I'm gonna deal. Demagogue rules is war. That Yagua means peace in African language. Senior, I'm sorry for you if you love war. Demagogue rules is war. That Yagua means peace in African language. I want to have that time, yes, must be a charm. Remember the Bible writes himself, you know, I am. Is a man write the Bible a lie? That means someone wrong, but not the Bible. Demagogue rules is war. That Yagua means peace in African language. Son, don't take your guns to town, cause we are no more feudal clowns in town. Demagogue rules is war. That Yagua means peace in African language. War is over, not be dread, come over.
That's the excellent Prince Farai with Creation Rebel, No More War. I'll give you all of his dates a little later on in the programme, though, but tomorrow he's at the Metro Club in Plymouth, that much I will tell you. This is the Bernie Torme Band.
Baby, get away from me. I don't know.
Well, it's taken a long while to get a single out, but it's good, uncompromising stuff. That's the Bernie Torme Band, and I'm Not Ready. That's on Jet Records. This is one that's a little harder to track down. It's on Spec. It's the EP from Pragbeck, who did an excellent session for us, which you must repeat shortly, I think. This is called Wolf.
That's our future, because you're in the fiction! Kind of know what's going up with your chance, so that's a fiction!
Damn me if he won't repeat it tomorrow night, along with the debut of the Molesters, or the Molesters, as they're known to John Walters and myself. That's Pragbeck and Wolf from their EP on Spec Records. A piece from Adam and the Ants. This is the B-side of the current single, Lady. That's Adam and the Ants and the B-side of the single on Decca. It's called Lady. And sticking with the ladies, this is Lena Lovitch from the LP Stateless. Three more tracks.
Thank you. Last big hit for, you know, that's Lena Lovitch from the LP Stateless, which is on Stiff, the three titles, Momentary Breakdown, One in a Million, and I Think We're Alone Now. Another piece from Split Enz.
companies. I really like this session. That's called Frenzy, and this is another from Prince Far Eye and Creation Rebel.
Man, oh man, I want to give you a beat without potential to our brother Far Eye. Won't die, won't die, won't die, won't. We'll watch your man. By the rivers of Babylon, I unite that down. And here I wish tears to my eye when I remember when Zion died. Wicked and sick of the way captivity, and quiet from us the sun to a strange land. Open I unite things in us the sun to a strange land. Here is no peace, here war. Man, I want to give you a physical potential to water to far right. Lord, I unite your bird. I unite shall again. You make it like me down in green earth. Mount I and I, far I and I. Mount I and I, far I and I. Lord, I am thy shepherd, I am thy shall get. He make it thy sleep only greener. He lead the kind of path of righteousness, because his name is dead. He knew I walk to the valley of shadow of death, I and I will fear no foe. Mount I and I, for I and I. Mount I and I, for I and I. Far I am dying. We can escape the way of captivity. And quiet from us the sound to a strange land. Oh, can I unite you to God for sound to a strange land? If there's no peace, be war. Man, I want to give you a peace, cause the central to God was the far eye. Lord, I unite the bird. I unite the again. You make a tight lead on the cleaner. We'll watch you, man.
Like that myself, I must say. Prince Far Eye, and that's Black Man's Land with Creation Rebel. The title of this song, which is about the United States, sums up the social attitude of most of the American women I met when I lived there.
They didn't want us in the USA.
Fate predicted for America. That's Sham 69, B-side of the current single, and that's called No Entry. From the double LP Cannibalism, with sleeve notes by Pete Shelley of the Buzzcocks, and some of the tracks remixed. This is the first Can record I ever played on the radio years and years ago, when the first LP was released in Germany. Just letting you know that I was in at the beginning, you see, because it's quite hip to like Can these days, so I'm advised. This is Father Cannot Yell.
Yeah.
And that was originally on the LP Monster Movie, and it's now on the double LP Cannibalism. Those are Can and Father Cannot Yell. Yes, I suppose you could say this was a bit of a contrast.
Here we come, boys. A little motto song. You know my motto, don't you? All this very time. Right. Don't make a noise now. I'm a whispering baritone. This is the ad-lib part. I like this. There are mottos on the family crest of England. Since the conqueror blew his conch upon our shores. It's grand to have a motto, especially when you're blotto. And the best one I've heard lately is what's yours. We've a family crest emblazoned on our washout. It's a Scotsman with some feathers on his legs. And underneath in Latin there's a cauliflower of ratchet and a hand of wrestling with two scrambled eggs. So don't forget the motto of your ancestors. It's honey, squawky, valley, woolsey pants. Pro bono, public house, so aquafortis, English cup. That means a stitch in time will often keep your trousers up. Remember what the great Napoleon Nelson told the girl guides in the wax at Waterloo. In veritas, cum cerebus, asparagus, these bud. Nux vomica, vitonica, half-pick and tondis blood. Translated means a little of what your fancy does your good. That's a motto for the likes of me and you. Keep it up, boys, while I get my breath. There are mottos on the standards of our army. There are grottos on the sergeant major's nose. Upon the Highland banner, there's a close-up of a tanner. A haggis doing the splits in tartan holes. Our gallant lancer boys have got the glory. The Irish guards have come on Taliban. The dragoons are now or never, but one motto lives forever. The dear old Warwick and the same to you. So don't forget the motto of your regiment. Sic transit gloria Monday, Tuesday night. Laboria vincit oxo, caticura crepe de chine. In Spanish, you're a better man than I am, Gongadine. Remember what the sergeant major told you. When he tucked you up in bed, as sergeants do. Components, disinfecti, bus, verbate the mental stuff. Ovidi, visi, vide, I decrinize, I blind man's buff. Translated from the Hebrew, you can keep your Christmas stuff. That's a motto for the likes of me and you. And don't forget the motto of your varsity. Vostolio, colleagues, ferme la bouche. Cum granum salus borax, cum directum stitches down. Translated from the Greek, that's keep your knees up, Mother Brown. Remember what the patriarch King Solomon told his harem on the night they'd had a few. He told them over, called them as prescutum mathemat. Senato, tintamato, laryngitis, cul-de-sac. Translation, if your rhubarb's forward, try and bend it back. That's a motto for the likes of me and you, Terry Lang.
Well, I must confess, just about the only comedian I've heard from the Between the Wars period who makes me laugh. I still think he can't know what it is that's funny about him, but that's the excellent Billy Bennett, and I still think he sounds like Kevin Coyne at times, or I suppose more accurately, Kevin Coyne sounds like Billy Bennett. That's from the LP On Topic called Almost a Gentleman, and that was Mottos. And one of the songs on the Johnny Thunders LP, So Alone, which I haven't yet played you, is Subway Train, which of course is the New York Dolls song. Here it goes.
Poison to jail. Train, Jolly Thunders from the LP So Alone, and here's how the Man Thunders did it as a New York doll.
I'm
be culturally unsound to say so, but I must confess that I prefer the Johnny Thunders solo version to the original 1973 New York Dolls version of Subway Train. And of course, they did co-write the song. When I say solo version, he's actually assisted on the new LP So Alone by Peter Parrott on guitar and vocals, Henry Paul on guitar, Paul Gray on bass, Mike Kelly drums, John Irish Earl on sax, and backing vocals from Chrissy Hynde, Kula Kakuli, and Pat Paladin. So they but a better version of it, I think, nevertheless. Split Ends.
Ends in somber vein. That's called semi-detached, and from the semi-detached we go to the gothic horrors of Rawlinson End.
A log fire spat tracer over doomed Dresden, and Sir Henry, now of a more tranquil kidney with glass in hand and monocle at ease, having spent the afternoon shuffling over the obituaries in the Times, was in expansive mood, well tanked up, lolling in a cockpit leather armchair. He glanced with difficulty over his shoulder, most of his huge top half stiff with the wallop he'd received from the half-thawed chicken. He was quite alone.
Of course there were troops in the city, thousands of them massing for counterattack. Death, head fanatics, a lot of them, heads like peanuts. Brum, brum, Glasgow. Bad news, Jock.
Aye, sir. It's the wee puppy, sir, during the blackout. Jerry came over and the screaming I went on.
Now then, man. Pull yourself to have a piece of special chocolate. And Professor Mellbottom, where's he?
In the laboratory, sir. All night bouncing his balls across the tank.
Damn this leg, my cracky. I'll make Corporal Carpet chew a choke for this night's doings. And who put the bounce in the bouncing bomb? Mellbottom did.
Silent as a smelly one, Hubert entered the room. Can I play too, Henry? I like taking orders. Henry exploded with shock.
Don't camarade me, you quisling. You're not in uniform and it's dark,
roared the Führer of Rawlinson. But I'm in pyjamas and I'm your brother.
I'm afraid this is going to be an understandable mistake,
shouted Henry, blowing strongly on a whistle, and with a nasty growl, he was over the top. Poor Hubert received a terrific thrashing, plus a crippling kick in the fork, and disgraced, was condemned to his room. To celebrate All Squids Day, there was a face-jumping competition at the Fool and Bladder. This ancient amusement involves leaping onto volunteers' heads, lightly touching, then springing off. To draw blood or squash a nose meant instant disqualification, and this was the skill of it. Seth One Tooth was unquestioned master of this unusual sport, and he lounged, huge and work-stained, outside the old pub, explaining the rules to Red Smeaton, newsagent and self-styled encyclopedia. A large, red-faced farm worker with arms like tractors, stripped to the waist, paced out an enormous run-up before turning to thunder down on his grinning partner lying on the green.
He's got no chance, said Seth smugly. Silly buggers wearing spiked running shoes.
Red Smeaton, Flocko's red wig like a kipper nailed to his bonds, nodded with ill-feigned interest. But the butterfly flexions of his face muscles argued the mental tumult within, urging fervid facts chattering in Stockhausen tongues.
Drawing from my vast, though admittedly unresolved, catalogue of general know-it-all, facts of interest, etc., corroborated, corroboree, a sacred or warlike assembly of aboriginals, may I remind you of the exploits of one William Barker of Manchester? In the 1890s, Billy cleared a canal 35 feet wide, making a running jump, jackknifing into a second to land perfectly dry on the other side.
I could clear a snooker table, full length, mind, from a standing jump before operation, grumbled Seth. I could have made a mint had I been a bit more shrewd.
Did you know that the elephant shrew never closes its eyes? Through the intestinal smoke of Seth's pipe, Smeaton's sweat-spangled face, eyes straining with mad intensity behind glasses the shape of Ford Cortinas, shuddered with the ungovernable maelstrom of information, inessential, infantry and endless, that constituted the grotesque furniture of his mind. Filing cabinets unlocked, thesauri fell agape. Data danced in strict formation, quick, 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 quick. Puzzles fitted, it all added up. Niggling, self-edited, tumbling with clicking impatience, cross-reference and erupting, gathered berserk fierce, heedless and torrential, howling for outlet from his springboard lips. Seth adjusted the strings about his knees, and unnoticed, a passing wood pigeon vacated onto Smeaton's ploughman's koipu burger.
"I ain't so nimble now," said Seth, "but I used to jump in and out at barrels of eggs without cracking a shell."
"A fine, cool and grossing, Seth. Barrels, bubbles, pickering, shaves. James Fenimore, Seth, had life in 79, no, maybe 89, that's the biggest one. Storming off, moping green, Armstrong, Bastinado, Chinese Buffalo, who's Solly now? Buffalo, Wellington, Wellington, Tolibo, Wellington, Denso, found in 44, got him in 6. Derek, D.T. on the show, first catch your bear. Without strong way, Mrs. Beaton, Swain Jett, Isabella Moore, the Pond Rouser Jett, Pete Shelley, Percy Big Over, Mrs. Mary, Arthur Fry, Frank, Harry Fry, Monster Ego, Ear Pie, myself, Amigo, Meg, Benjamin, Lady Queen, One Cell,
Me,
Me, One, Mimi, Mimi, Man, Eight, Zero,
Me,
Zero,
I,
One,
Zero.
Zero.
In the bitter cold, old Scroton had repaired the barbed wire about Sir Henry's small but daunting prisoner of war camp, and having no more duties till the evening, had slogged it across the fields in time for the finals and to down a couple of pints or five.
Ah, waste of good drinking time. I had to go up and see if the old girl had finished her blooming breakfast,
puffed Scroton. The old girl was Sir Henry's mother, once a great beauty, but now, unknown to Florrie, bedridden in a remote chamber at Rawlinson End.
Well, had she then finished it like?
Course not. Nice bit of smoked addit been there by the side of the bed getting cold for the last 3 years,
said Scrotum, taking a loud slurp.
By heck, 3 years? Does she do out?
Course not. She can just lie in there, never saying nothing, with her gob wide open, catching flies and playing with rats. Sir Henry says she's not getting no more grub till she meets the last lot.
Red Smeaton, smelling strongly of newspapers, patted down the back of his wig.
Did you know there is no proper name for the back of the knees?
What was left standing of the village band slurred into voice, and old Scroton, now flushed and enlivened with his seventh mug of scrumpy, needed small press to clamber onto a bench for a lively, if cracked-throated, rendition.
Out in the field, the farmer's boy, the working archer, old Paul taught him about his leather neck. Barrels and pulling pipes down at the pool and bladder, where rustic will relieve themselves to make. Last night, drinking custard on a room bar crumble, now we're dripping sweat upon the soil. Wake up 6 and 7 till we must grumble. We can weep again about it all.